There was once a fine little cockroach. She was bright and curious, caring and careful, adored by all who had the pleasure to know her. One day she was sweeping the outside steps to her house, and she found a silver dollar. She thought to herself, "What shall I do with this silver dollar? Shall I buy some turun? Ah, que rico! But no, I shall not, for they are much too hard on my teeth. Shall I buy some pasteles de guayaba? Mmm, yummy! But no, I don't want to overdo it with la azúcar." She thought about it long and hard, and finally decided to go to the store downtown. Once there, she bought unos preciosos pendientes de plata. That's Spanish for a precious pair of silver earrings. She washed and combed her hair. She got dressed, put on a little colorete on her cheeks, and sat down by la ventana. Since she was so delicate, emanating a certain serenidad about her and looked so beautiful, everyone who walked by the window of her house could not help but fall in love with her. Un lobo passed by and said, "Exquisite one so fair, today you truly are a breath of fresh air." To this she replied, "You must have noticed my preciosos pendientes de plata. Cucarachita, te casas conmigo? Would you like to marry me?" said el lobo. "Why should I fall in love with you?" Cucarachita responded. The wolf began to howl. Cucarachita only covered her ears with both patas. "You can go on your own way," she said to el lobo. "You startle me, you surprise me, and you scare me." The same thing happened to un perro that barked, un gato that meowed, un cochino that grunted, y un gallo that crocodoodled. All of the suitors caused Cucarachita to run away. She accepted none. Until one day, Ratoncito Perez showed up, well-dressed with two other mouse friends, three little guitaristas, and without even asking, began to sing una serenata to Cucarachita. The frogs, crickets, and one centipede that was slowly walking stopped and took a look at the performance. Music, Happy Enchilada by Thomas Glenn Smith. You can listen at teachthemspanish.com website, end parentheses. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Mi mami told me a story regarding that song, Happy Enchilada. That was the song that played in the taxi when mi mami and mi papi eloped. What a beautiful song. He talked with her, she talked with him, and soon they came to understand each other as he wooed her with his peaceful heart. In just a few weeks, Cucarachita gave her hand in marriage to Ratoncito Perez. They lived enamorados, in love, feliz and happily. A love like this had not been seen since forever, and they lived with amor like this, for many years. But one day, Cucarachita, who was now a lot older, went to mass by herself because Ratoncito Perez was not well. He decided to stay home and rest. After she placed the soup pot on the burner, she gave Ratoncito Perez a warning that he should stir el azúcar. bao, or soup with a big ladle and not the smaller one. But Ratoncito Perez did the opposite of what his wife told him to do. He took the small spoon to Sir El Aspao. And that is when her biggest fears came true. Ratoncito Perez in his senile state fell to the pot as if sinking into a well, and there he drowned. When Cucarachita returned to her house, she called to the door. Nobody answered. Nobody came to the door. Then she took her small key that she carried into her bag, placed the key in the keyhole, opened the lock in the door, and she ran straight for the kitchen. She took one look at the pot, and there he was. How painful! Ratoncito Perez was floating around in the broth. Cucarachita began to cry and cry. Pajarito came over to see what was wrong. Why are you crying? She responded. Because Ratoncito Perez, without his glasses, fell into the pot. Well, I, Pajarito, will cry with you just a little. Well, and Cucarachita cried a lot. Then came Paloma and said, why are you crying, Pajarito? Because Ratoncito Perez, without his glasses, fell into the pot, and Cucarachita feels sad and is crying a lot. Well, I, Paloma, will cry for a little, well, with you, and a little longer with Señora de Perez. Then asked the well, why, Paloma, are you crying? Because Ratoncito Perez, without his glasses, fell into the pot, and Cucarachita feels sad and is crying a lot. Pajarito cried a little, and I, Paloma, cried a little with Pajarito, and a lot more with Señora. Well, I, Fuente, will cry even louder, and I will never stop the flow of my water. Then along came Doña Josefa to fill the pitcher. Why, Fuente, do you let your water overflow so? And what is with all of this crying? Because Ratoncito Perez, without his glasses, fell in the pot, and Cucarachita de Perez feels very sad and cries a lot. Pajarito cried for a little while. Paloma cried even more with the two of them. And I, Fuente, will cry even louder and will allow my water to overflow more and more each hour. Well, I, Doña Josefa, will try to find the words of a prophet. Now that I am aware of what is going on, and it is my turn to sing this song, I will end this sadness once and for all with a prayer for poor Ratoncito Perez, who fell in the pot, and for Cucarachita, who feels sorry and cries a lot. May he rest in peace. Now we must all console Cucarachita de Perez with love and care, knowing that Ratoncito Perez, now with San Pedro, is at rest. He will not miss his glasses. He is now happy and at his best. And so it was. The crying in the village soon began to diminish, and poor Cucarachita de Perez's face was soon began to see a glimpse of a smile. If you look at her carefully, you may begin to see it too. Do you? Snip, snap, snap, my tale is all told out.